from talking to other farmers, it's definitely an increasing trend. We are still relatively new to keeping sheep, and this is only our fourth year. And the first couple of years, we were I seem to think we were quite lucky because we didn't have any serious attacks. But within the last probably 4 months, we've had three separate attacks. The first attack was by far our most serious in terms of numbers of sheep loss, and just the carnage that we found, where basically two loose dogs got into the field with a group of ewes, and they killed several in the field and caused the rest of the group to get out of the field. We then had to spend the morning finding the sheep and working out what injuries have got, and then obviously getting quite a few back to be treated. We had a couple that got so badly injured we had to have them put down, unfortunately. Quite a few we had to sort of nurse back that, you know, had their ears ripped and had various puncture wounds from the teeth that all had to go on to antibiotics and be nursed back to health. We never found out where they'd come from or why they were loose and roaming free in the middle of the night. I think the other two events we've had as well, we know one of them, it was a person walking through their dog on a footpath, and they obviously didn't have control of their dog, and they were shouting at their dog, but in that time the dog still managed to bite two of our sheep, one of which we had to put down. I think sort of the emotional scarring is probably worse in terms of what you have to look at, but obviously with finances, it's obviously the cost of the sheep itself, and then obviously all sheep that die or have to be put down have to be taken away by a registered contractor, so there's a cost per sheep once they've passed away, and obviously all the veterinary costs as well. So that the first attack, I worked out we were into four figures of money lost. And I know I've got another friend who had a bad dog attack last year. They found the owner was still there when it was all attacked, and they spoke to him, and that owner ended up again paying a four-figure sum back to the farmer for all the sheep that were killed. The countryside is there for everyone to enjoy, and you know, I think everyone needs to get out more. It's just about being responsible. It's about keeping your dog on a lead. However much you think you can trust it, I don't think any dog can be trusted 100%. I'm always amazed at how many people I will say, can you please put your dog on the lead, both in the cows and the sheep. And they go, no, it's fine. And yet, you know, it still happens. And I think it is a case that a dog will see a sheep as a plaything, and they want to chase them, they want to have fun. And so it is just about, you know, where there is livestock in the field, just please keep your dog on the lead.